Good. All right, please take your Bibles and go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Today's Sunday, July 9th, 2023. We're going to start in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And I do believe this teaching will be very encouraging. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, and that's something we should always remember, it's God's church. That's what it's called in the Bible. The born-again believers were part of the one body of Christ, and it's the church of God. It's his church. All born-again believers. So what church are you a part of? God's church. Okay, the church of God which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in Achaia. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, or you could say affliction, means mental pressure, affliction physically, mentally, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any, same word, affliction, tribulation. And we would comfort them by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. This is a great section on God's comfort. And in verses 3 through 7, the words translated comfort or comforteth, in verses 3 through 7, the verb is used 4 times and the noun is used 6 times. Many times this word is translated beseech. I beseech you, brethren. And the word means to call to one side. Call to one side. Hey, come over here a second. Call to one side to instruct, to exhort, to teach, to strengthen, to encourage. And the words here used, both the noun and the verb, would be better translated encourage or encouragement. And so, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all encouragement, who encourages us in all our affliction, that we may be able to encourage them which are in any affliction, by the encouragement wherewith we ourselves are encouraged of God. So beautiful. God has declared that he is the God of all comfort, or he is the God of all encouragement. And this morning, we're going to look at 3 ways that the scriptures show us that God brings that encouragement. Do we ever need any encouragement? Maybe once or twice a day. We all need encouragement from time to time. And the first way the scriptures show us that God gives us encouragement is from the scriptures, the written word of God. Look at Romans 15. In Romans chapter 15, verse 4, whatsoever things were written aforetime, talking about the Old Testament written scriptures, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, for our teaching, that we, through patience and encouragement of the scriptures, might have hope. It's the scriptures that encourage us. They teach us, they instruct us, they exhort us, they bring us the encouragement that we need. You know, it's translated there, comfort, and oftentimes when we see the word comfort, it's easy to think of warm and fuzzy. Comfort. Here, let me give you a hug. We think of tender consoling. But this is much better translated here, encouragement. God's word, the scriptures, rightly understood, give us the encouragement because it strengthens us, it inspires us, and it instructs us. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. For yourselves, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain. But even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, you can read about that in Acts 16, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. For our encouragement was not of deceit, nor uncleanness, nor in guile, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. The encouragement that the Thessalonians got was from God's word. Verse 3, our encouragement was not of deceit nor of uncleanness. It's the scriptures. They spoke the gospel to them. They spoke God's word, and the word of God encouraged them. Look at Titus chapter 1. Thessalonians, Timothy, Titus chapter 1. Titus chapter 1 and verse 9. Holding fast the faithful word, as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to encourage and convince the gainsayers. And again, the scriptures, God's word, brings great encouragement to us when we read and understand the scriptures. They're God's words. Well, that makes sense because he's the God of all encouragement. Well, his words ought to be encouraging. Certainly are not discouraging, that's for sure. Look at 1 Thessalonians 4. This is probably familiar. Dave was mentioning it during the songs. 1 Thessalonians 4:15. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord. Isn't that interesting? I mean, we're reading God's word. We're reading the word of the Lord. That's what Paul was writing, and yet by revelation, God told him to point out, yes, this is the word of the Lord. So we're reading God's word. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, encourage one another with these words. Isn't that awesome? He was speaking the word of the Lord, God's word. Encourage one another with these words. And when a loved one falls asleep, these words are very encouraging to read about the hope and the return of Jesus Christ. But you know, like we saw last week, the words of God pertaining to the return of Jesus Christ are also very encouraging in other times, right? I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us. Encourage one another with these words. So one of the ways that the scripture shows how God brings us the encouragement is from his word, the scriptures. And secondly, the scriptures also show us that God encourages us by way of the manifestations of Holy Spirit. That would, of course, include the manifestations of word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, which we refer to as revelation from God. How encouraging it must have been for Elijah, who was very discouraged. And, you know, Israel at that time, everybody was worshiping Baal, mass scale. Everybody, to the point where Elijah told God, I'm the only one left. I'm all by myself. I'm all alone. I'm the only one left. How encouraging it was by revelation, the manifestations of word of knowledge, word of wisdom, when God told him, it's in 1 Kings 19, you don't need to turn there, but God told him, yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal. You're not alone. I got 7,000 over there that haven't bowed to Baal. How encouraging that was for God to give him the revelation. And there are many records that you can read in God's word where we see God's revelation encouraging people. It's interesting at the Last Supper in John 14 that Jesus Christ referred to the coming gift of Holy Spirit as the Comforter. Same word for encouragement. The scriptures show that God encourages by way of the manifestations of Holy Spirit, and that would most definitely include interpretation of tongues and prophecy. Go to 1 Corinthians 14. You know, as I was looking at this week, it was like, God is the God of all encouragement. He wants us encouraged. And he's provided ways for that to happen for us. And as you know, this particular chapter 14 in 1 Corinthians deals with the proper operation of speaking in tongues, tongues with interpretation and prophecy. Chapter 14, verse 1, follow after charity, the love of God, and desire spiritual matters, but rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaks in a tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he that prophesies speaks unto men and women, speaks to people, to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesies edifies the church. And that edifies the church there in verse 4 includes the whole unit of edification, exhortation, and comfort. Verse 5 says, I would that you all spake with tongues, but rather, or of even greater importance, that you prophesied. For greater is he that prophesied than he that speak with tongues, except he interpret, that the church, God's church, may receive the edifying. This section is covered in really wonderful detail in the Walking in God's Power Intermediate class. But in verse 3 again, but he that prophesies speaks unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. God intended for interpretation of tongues and prophecy to be operated when the church gets together, when there's believers meeting together. And when these manifestations are operated accurately, they are messages from God that bring us edification, exhortation, and comfort. Edification means what? Builds you up. It builds you up. You never hear messages like, I am just so disappointed in you, my children. I don't even want to give you a message today. Wouldn't that be horrible? That'd be a church to leave. That'd be the time to say, excuse me. Edification builds up. The word exhortation is this same word we've been looking at. Yes, it's translated other places comfort, but it's the same word. Those messages from God build us up and they encourage us. And then the word comfort is a word that means to tenderly soothe or console. What great profit those manifestations of interpretation of tongues and prophecy bring to the church, to God's people. Build us up, encourage us, and tenderly soothe us. What a blessing. Really, what a blessing in a believer's meeting to hear those messages, like we all had the privilege of a little while ago, and maybe to listen intently to them. They are a message from God for us to build us up, to encourage us, and to bring us that wonderful comfort, that tender consoling. So the scriptures show us God encourages us from his written word and also from manifestations of the Spirit. A third way the scriptures show us how God encourages us is from believers walking with the love of God and speaking God's word. Remember, we were looking in 1 Thessalonians 4, and that last verse 18 said, wherefore comfort, or wherefore encourage one another, right? Encourage one another with these words. We can encourage our brothers and sisters with the love of God and with God's word. And wouldn't that also include operating the manifestations of interpretation of tongues and prophecy? Yeah, it would. That's a way that believers can encourage other believers. Right? Maybe that's why verse 12 in this chapter of Corinthians says we should seek to excel. Go to Romans 12. Scott shared a little on Bible Thursday this past Thursday, from chapter 12 here in Romans. After talking about not being conformed or not being fashioned by this world or this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, God gets into this section and talks about doing whatever it is you do, do it, contribute, serve, using, we call it your long suit, using that which you are good at. And, you know, as Scott pointed out on Thursday, we're all needed in the body of Christ. We're all needed. We're all members in particular. And there are many, many ways to serve. God mentions some in this chapter. And in verse 8, it says, he that exhorts or comforts, he that comforts encourages. That's that same word. He that encourages or she that encourages, get busy encouraging. If that's what you do well, then do it to bless the body of believers. You know, some people are very, very good at encouraging others. Some might not have a long suit in that. That's okay. They could still operate interpretation of tongues and prophecy and edify, exhort, encourage, and bring comfort, right? But here, it's mentioned, he that, or she, that encourages, well, then, you know, the thought in this section is, whatever it is you do, get busy doing it. If that's what you're good at, then do it. Just serve. But isn't it interesting that exhortation or encouragement is found there? I'll show you a really cool one in 2 Corinthians 7. When I saw this, I was like, wow, this is so cool. This is the love of God encouraging. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. And I'd like to read these verses to you from the Working Translation, okay? Verse 4, 2 Corinthians 7. Great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my boasting about you. I have been filled with encouragement. I have superabundant joy in all affliction. All the mental pressure that I'm dealing with, I have superabundant joy. Isn't that cool? You can't have superabundant joy when you're discouraged. Think of the last time you were really discouraged. Did you also at the same time have superabundant joy? No. You need God's encouragement. And that's what he's talking about. Paul said he was filled with encouragement and superabundant joy in all the afflictions. Verse 4 again, great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my boasting about you. I have been filled with encouragement. I have superabundant joy in all our affliction. For example, verse 5, even when we came into Macedonia, our flesh had absolutely no relaxation. But we were afflicted in everything. Conflicts on the outside, fears on the inside. Look at verse 6. Nevertheless, God, who encourages the downhearted, encouraged us by the coming of Titus. What a promise in God's word. God encourages the downhearted. Whenever you're discouraged, and for whatever reason you're discouraged, God encourages the downhearted. And here, the encouragement from God came by way of Titus. Verse 6 again, nevertheless, God, who encourages the downhearted. Why does he do that? Because he doesn't want us downhearted. God encourages the downhearted, encouraged us by the coming of Titus. Verse 7, and not only by his coming, but also by the encouragement by which he was encouraged over you. As he told us about your earnest desire, your mourning, your zeal for me, so I rejoiced even more. That love of God that just is so encouraging. The love of God can just encourage people. Go to Ephesians 6. There were believers that were sent to other places that Paul sent to encourage others. Right at the end of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 21. But that ye may also know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things. Verse 22. Whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that you might know our affairs and that he might encourage your hearts. Paul sent Tychicus to the believers in Ephesus to encourage them. He also sent Tychicus to Colossae. Look at Colossians chapter 4. This guy must have been pretty good at encouraging, huh? Need you to go to Ephesus, encourage those folks. Now I need you to go to Colossae, go encourage those folks. It's beautiful. In Colossians 4, verse 7, all my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and encourage your hearts. That's why he was sent there. In 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Somebody else that was sent to do the same. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear. You know, Paul was in Thessalonica for like 3 weeks. Then there was a whole lot of trouble there. Then he left, went down to Berea. And from there went down to go to Athens. Yeah, Athens and then Corinth. Anyway, he was only there for about 3 weeks. So, wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone and sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to encourage you concerning your faith. Sent Timothy there to encourage them. We as believers can encourage each other. And we ought to, right? We can build each other up. We can encourage one another with God's word. We can certainly encourage one another with the love of God. And you know, that means not being judgmental. You know, Kathy and I talk about this all the time. You never know what somebody's going through. It's so funny. I go for a walk in the morning, and a lot of times I see the same people, and most of the time it's, hey, hi, good morning, or something, and I know there's a few people that don't want to talk. They're just... Then once in a while, you'll see somebody say, hey, good morning. Nothing. Well, why would I want to think evil of them? How do I know what they're going through? I don't. So, you know, the love of God is not being judgmental. God's word says, by love, serve one another. Before we close in the book of Hebrews, let's go back to that section where we started in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. This is a great section on encouragement. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we'll start in verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all encouragement, who encouraged us in all our afflictions, who encourages us in all our afflictions, that we may be able to encourage them which are in any affliction by the encouragement wherewith we ourselves are encouraged of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our encouragement also abounds by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it's for your encouragement and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be encouraged, it's for your encouragement and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the encouragement. We all go through stuff. And God knows that, but God wants us to be encouraged in that. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. That's pretty discouraged. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and does deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver. That's our God. And then he says, you also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. Boy, according to God's word, praying for people is helpful. It's very helpful. We can love one another, we can speak God's word, and we can encourage one another. And so I'd like to close in Hebrews chapter 10, if you would. Right before James. Hebrews chapter 10. Everybody there? Verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke or stir one another, stir up unto love and to good works. And then verse 25, it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, meaning some have forsaken the assembling of ourselves together, getting together, but encouraging one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Not forsaking, not abandoning getting together, which is what we're doing, right? When believers meet together, it ought to be a great place to receive God's encouragement. Whenever we get together, a great place to get the encouragement from God we need. How would we get that? Well, the Word of God taught accurately, rightly divided. God's Word brings us encouragement. How else? Interpretation of tongues and prophecy, messages from God that are, God designed them when they're operated properly to build us up, to encourage us, and to console us. How else? By believers walking with love, we can encourage one another. And again, not by being judgmental. Oh, he's got a toot. I didn't go talk to him. I smiled and said hi, and they went, okay. So what? So what? You never know what someone's going through. But and not being egotistical. You know how many verses I know? You know, let me spout off a few verses for you while I talk to you. Just so you know, I'm spiritual. By love, serve one another. And that can be very encouraging. And by speaking the word to one another can be very encouraging. You know, when we get together and meet, it's great to see one another. Oh, wow, good to see you. How's it going? Great to talk to each other. Hey, what's been happening? How's it going? All that's fine. But let's not forget that our gathering together, when we meet, is a great place to get encouraged and to encourage others. And that's what we do. That's what we ought to do. God said he's the God of all encouragement. And he is a great encouraging God. And God said he encourages those who are downhearted. So when you think about that, how awesome it is that each and every one of us can have a part in bringing God's encouragement to others. How blessed we are that we could do that. Be a part of God's plan. And that certainly is his will for each one of us. So, Father, thank you for being that great God of comfort, a God of encouragement. Thank you, Father, for the promise in your word that you encourage the downhearted, and that, Father, you are a faithful God and able to encourage us in all of our afflictions, mental pressures, whatever they may be. You can bring us the encouragement that we need so that we could be like Paul and be super abundant in joy. Father, thank you for all that you've done for us through your Son, our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we have eternal life, salvation. We belong to you. And Father, for the words that you've had written to us so that we could be encouraged, so that we could be built up, so that we could, Father, live our lives not discouraged, but very encouraged as we wait for that wonderful day when you will send Jesus Christ back. Thank you for the privilege of sharing your word this morning. I ask you to bless everyone here, everyone on the phone hookup, and anybody that will listen to the recording later. Thank you, Father, for your love for each one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I hope that was encouraging. If it wasn't, I'll start over and do it again. I was very encouraged putting it together.